Right, if you keep your questions coming in. But first of all, it's time to go back to Ben and Dave, who are dropping cups of water in the name of kitchen science.
Welcome back to Kitchen Science. We're still at Sir John Law's School in Harpenden, and I'm still with Stephen and Daniel, who are helping us out with our experiment today. What we've got set up is a plastic cup with a hole in the bottom, and Daniel's holding the cup. It's full of water, but his finger is blocking it up. Are your hands getting wet there at all?
No, not too bad.
Well, Stephen cut our hole, so he obviously did a very good job.
I think I did.
And what we need to do now is to drop the cup. Now, you said earlier that you think the cup will just drop and the water might not come out. Do you still think that's what will happen?
Well, the water may come out, I think.
OK, then, Dave. So, do you want to count us down?
OK, if you want to hold that nice and high so we can see what happens as it drops. Just push down on the top so you're not holding it at all with the top hand. And then just pull the bottom finger away very quickly.
Well, there's a bit of a splash, and my feet didn't get wet, but luckily Stephen was crouching next to me, and he could see what happened. So, what happened? Did the water come out of the hole in the bottom?
It didn't, actually, so I was correct the first time, so probably shouldn't have changed my mind.
When you dropped it, did you see the water coming out?
Only from the top, when it bounced and hit the floor.
So, although there was a hole in the bottom of the cup, the water didn't actually come out of that hole. Why did this happen, Dave?
Well, start off with trying to work out why water falls out the bottom normally. So if you've got a cup of water and you hold on to the cup and you take your finger off the bottom...
Well, the water just came out of the bottom of the hole.
It did. It just sort of dribbled onto the floor, Dave, so that's not particularly successful.
That's not particularly exciting, no. But this is because gravity is pulling on everything, but we're holding the cup up. So gravity is pulling on the water and that pulls it past the cup down through the hole and so it falls out the bottom. But if you let go of the cup, as well as letting go of the hole at the bottom, then everything's going to be pulled towards the earth at the same speed. So the cup and the water are going to fall down at the same speed and not move relative to each other, so the water doesn't come out of the hole.
Oh, fantastic. So because both the water and cup are under the same force of gravity, the water doesn't fall any quicker than the cup does.
Yeah, so it can't fall out the bottom.
OK, so that proves that gravity pulls on everything at the same speed. But what's this got to do with space?
You may have seen pictures of astronauts up in space, and it seems like there's no gravity.
I have, yeah, and you see things like little blobs of water floating about.
Yeah, that's right. If something's in orbit, actually all it's doing is falling. A spacecraft in orbit is just falling all the time, always falling towards the Earth. Because a spacecraft is falling, and everything inside it is falling at the same speed. They don't move relative to each other, so it's as if there's no weight.
So is this how the Vomit Comet works, the aeroplane that you can take that gives you a zero-gravity experience?
Yes, exactly the same. The plane just picks a course to fly, which would be the same course as if something had been thrown up in the air and was falling under gravity. So everything inside it is falling under gravity, exactly the same speed as the plane, so they don't move relative to each other, so it's as if there's no weight.
So because the plane is falling at the same speed as everything inside it, you inside feel like you can float around?
Yes.
So have you ever heard of the Vomit Comet?
I have. I actually saw a TV programme on it, but I didn't know it worked like that. I just thought it was quite interesting to see people float around.
And what do you think? Do you think you'd have a go on the Vomit Comet if you were given the chance?
Yeah, definitely like to see what it's like. A new experience, I suppose.
Fantastic. Well, thank you ever so much for joining us. And that's all we have for Kitchen Science this week, and we'll be back with more very soon.
Thank you very much to Ben and Dave, who were doing this week's Kitchen Science. And also thank you very much to Stephen and Daniel from Sir John Law's School in Harpenden, who were helping them out.